This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website at USAprepares.com, so you can contact your instructors, and you can also download podcasts of this broadcast. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dave's producing the broadcast in Minnesota, the worldwide broadcast. Today our class is focused on medicine, the job outlook for medical professionals, possible careers, threats to our well-being, panic attacks, and Dr. Julie Penick's in the classroom with us. She'll be here in just a moment. Meet up Monday night, seminar number one, what's in your water and what to do about it. Seminar number two, meet your neighbors and start building skills and community right now. Information's on the website. Class, I have an announcement about the future of USAprepares.com. On Monday, I received an email from John, our program director here at GCN, and he said that we are expanding USA Prepares to 2 hours. Starting next Monday. So from 9 to 11 Central Time. I'm thrilled to make this announcement, and I'm delighted to be with you here on GCN, the world's largest alternative radio network. Class, thank you for making this possible. As you know, I'm a farmer, and I really enjoy being a farmer. I feel in touch with the land. I enjoy the challenges of farming. And when I'm not in the studio, I'm farming. And that is the perspective from which this broadcast is shaped. Thank you for being part of this broadcast classroom. I've got some articles on the website, and one of them is watching 20 hours a week of television has a dramatic effect on sperm count. Another article is bankrupt, decaying, and nearly dead, the city of Detroit. Another one. Miami-Dade police officers are caught on camera allegedly ignoring emergency calls. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine placing a 911 call and having people who you are paying to respond ignore those calls? And there's another article. USA Prepares instructor Roy Birdsong of Choose Your Own Wireless is at the microphone, and he's at a meetup, and that's the meetup. There's a picture of this meetup, and that's the meetup where we received a complaint because we were talking about saving money on cell phones. And a customer of the supermarket said that if we came back to that supermarket, he never would come back. So over 100 of us were thrown out. And I said to Roy, whatever you do, don't talk about saving money on cell phones. You know how mad that makes people. He did it anyway, and as a result, he came to Ziggy's on Monday, 2 Mondays ago, and he apologized to over 100 of us for his actions about telling people how to save money on cell phones. Roy's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. I'm certain he's going to talk about the same things and pull the same stunt, talking about saving money on cell phone plans. Currently in the classroom, discussing her personal research and medical, and sharing her experiences with us is Dr. Julie Penick. She's a senior USAprepares.com instructor, a nurse practitioner, a 3-time doctorate, and her website is PenickHealthcare.com, P-E-N-I-C-K, healthcare.com. Welcome, Julie.
Well, thanks, Vince, and I'm glad my mic is on now because I said let me be one of the first to congratulate you for expanding in all the right places.
You know, it's funny you say that because I think I have gained about 8% weight since my high school days. So I've expanded a little bit.
But many men in your age group are expanding not in their hours on the radio, but around their midsection. So
if
you're going to expand, way to go. So I was reading this article that you were discussing about watching TV, lowering sperm count.
Yeah.
By 44%.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about that?
That's interesting. They looked at young, healthy men, and they looked at the impact of exercise, which if they exercise 15 hours a week, they had a 73% increase in sperm count. But then if they watched 20 hours of television, they had a 44% decrease than those who watched less TV. So that's just very interesting to me. If you've ever listened to Dr. Shealy on the radio, which you have because he's been with you on the air numerous times, he says people should never watch the national news because of the stress factor. And when I look at the correlation between watching 20 hours of television a week and lowering of sperm counts, I had to think physiologically, what did I think was going on?
Mm-hmm.
And it may have something to do with the fact that invoking of the nervous system in response to the things and the images we see on TV, which has a negative impact on hormone systems in the human body. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't watch the national news. I haven't watched the national news probably for, 20 years, maybe more. I hardly ever watch television unless I'm at, we don't have television here, you know, at our farm in Missouri, so I don't watch that. I have watched when we run commercials for the Get Prepared Expo, I'll hook up an antenna and I'll spend like a couple hours making sure that I can receive the over-the-air signal just to see if our commercials are running. Other than that, I don't watch television over the air, over satellite or cable per se, but unless I'm, at a friend's house or something, and Doomsday Preppers is coming on, and I see one of our USAPrepares.com instructors on that. Other than that, I don't watch TV, so I really can't address that. I don't know about the stress level of watching the national news because it's pretty much sanitized. It's not, you know, the stories that are on national news aren't necessarily the kind of stories that we talk about, like the police not responding to 9/11 calls. I mean, that's a pretty serious... Yeah, can you imagine that? Imagine calling 911 and waiting. Now, actually, Julie, I did have to call 911 one time. Years ago at night, there was I got a call from a neighbor, you know, probably three-quarters of a mile down the road when we had a neighbor that close. And she said, you know, Vincent, there's someone by your barn. There's a truck parked out there in the dip. You can't see it from your house. And I just want to let you know, it's late at night, and they're there. They've been there for a while. Well, I called 911, and half hour later, I called 911. Half hour later, I called 911, and an hour and a half went by before they showed up. So, I'm used to, the lack of response. But, you know, imagine if someone is in need of an ambulance or something for heart related problem, and 911 is ignoring it. So, that, by the way, that's why we have this broadcast, so that we can teach people what they need to do to take care of and protect and have the knowledge to ensure their own safety. But as far as the sperm count goes, it seems like it's related to two things. One, television, watching 20 hours or more of television, a lifestyle, and the result is lower sperm count. Now, 20 hours a week, that's half of what a person would, the time a person would spend at a job, right? A full-time job is 40. Now, who has time to spend 20 hours a week mesmerized in a coma watching television?
Well, maybe they don't have a job. Maybe that's the deal. and maybe those people don't need to be procreating anyway, so.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, that was one of the thoughts. Dr. Penick, I'd like to know, now you teach at the college level, you teach students who are interested in jobs relating to the medical profession.
Correct.
I'd love to know what your thoughts are. What is the outlook? Because as I look around, there are not many jobs. I mean, you might be able, if you're really, really fortunate, you might be able to get a part-time job, a second or third part-time job working at Walmart or something like that. But there really are not very many jobs out there. So what's the outlook for the medical profession?
Well, I can tell you that unlike many other industries in the United States, the healthcare industry is not shrinking in size.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take, for example, the two major facilities, healthcare inpatient facilities here in town, and I won't mention any names. Both of those organizations are wanting to earn what is called the magnet status, which is a recognition that they meet certain standards. Well, in order to be able to have that status achieved, one of the criteria is that a greater than 50% of their staff nurses have to have a bachelor's degree. And so there's a huge move now among the organizations here in town to get their non-bachelor's prepared nurses back into formal educations to go from an associate degree or a diploma, because we had two diploma schools of nursing here until the last decade, to get back and get their bachelor's degree. And so there is research out there that suggests that in hospitals where bedside caregivers, and I'll say caregivers because it's nursing specifically they looked at, but it's all levels of caregivers, and we'll talk about that in a second, how other disciplines are going to higher levels of education, that when the bedside caregivers are baccalaureate prepared, they have better patient outcomes. Now, I read the studies they talked about, and curiously enough to me, while nursing would say that it was a bachelor's in nursing, it really doesn't say in the study. It says bachelor's prepared. So let me tell you a trend that I see tagging along with that. I teach in an associate degree nursing program, but I have several students in my class who are working on a two-year degree in nursing who have bachelor's and some of them who have master's in other professions already. And so they are coming out of those other professions, baccalaureate and master's prepared, for a two-year degree in nursing because there is almost always a need for nursing. And pretty much if you can't find a job in this town in nursing, you're going to be able to find a job in nursing somewhere because there are huge shortages of nursing, particularly in our large metropolitan areas. Like, take, for example, in St. Louis, well, they have 21 major medical centers, and so they always have a need and a demand for nurses.
Dr. Julie Penix with us, USAPrepares.com. She is a senior instructor. She's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. You're going to get a chance to meet her April 6th and 7th. I'm Vin Finelli. We're talking about jobs in the medical profession. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Julie Penick is with us, and she is a 3 times PhD, an associate of Dr. Norman Shealy, and she and I broadcast together on the morning broadcast and on the afternoon broadcast, and you're going to get a chance to meet her again at the Get Prepared Expo. I'm really looking forward to that. Julie, when you teach your seminar at the expo, your students don't want to leave the classroom.
No, a lot of times they want to come up and talk some more.
They love you, Julie. We all do. Julie, BS degrees, master's degrees, it seems that they're really not doing the job for the holders of those degrees, and they are, it sounds like they're searching for alternative professions, something where they can earn an income and also enjoy what they're doing. Is that what's happening? Is that why so many people are studying in your classroom?
I think, correct. I think so many jobs have been outsourced or displaced with the advances in technology that we have. And until we learn to get a robot to take care of a patient in a bed, nursing is not going to have to worry about that. Now, we have technology that assists us in documenting the care that we do and helping us monitor certain aspects of a patient's care, like blood pressure or heart rate or those type things. But until we have robots that can turn a patient and bathe a patient and help a patient recover from a surgery or something like that, I think nursing is around for quite some time. And I see some of my career change students in the current class coming out of technological industries that, quite honestly, now are so streamlined and overburdened with the number of people who have gone into those tech-type jobs, if you will. And there's not enough of that to go around, because the better they get at streamlining those systems and things that they do, the better they are at putting themselves out of work.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of that is the computer industry.
Correct.
That I came out of. So, Dr. Penick, why are jobs not shrinking in nursing? Is it because we're sicker? Because of the baby boomers? What is causing jobs not to shrink? Because that's an anomaly in the job market.
Well, you think about healthcare as an industry. The majority of funds by third-party payers or people out of their pocket, you know, whether it's the insurance company, the third-party payer, or the patient themselves paying out of their pocket, the majority of healthcare dollars are spent in the latter years of an individual's life. And so now we have what we call the gray wave. And it's getting worse, because now the baby boomers are entering that age group. And because the majority of healthcare dollars are spent on that age group, you have a higher utilization of those services. And so not only is the need for healthcare providers not going down, it's going to increase. Now let's look at a subpopulation of that healthcare provider base. I was reading a study put out, it might have been by the Institute of Medicine, I believe it was by the Institute of Medicine, 2011, that by the year 2020, there will be a 25% shortage in what we call primary care providers. And so what's a primary care provider? That's a person who sees the patient on their annual basis or for their routine follow-ups, who diagnoses and treats their blood pressure as long as it's not a complicated case, does their routine annual screening physicals, has their blood work done for them, manages their minor acute illnesses like the cold, the flu, the GI upset, a minor strain or sprain. And so when we look at that wave, that gray wave coming, and then the shrinkage of the people to perform that level of services, nurses then are uniquely positioned to be able to go back for some advanced education, such as like I have, and be able to meet those needs. And so I see a lot of people coming from other careers and other disciplines into the nursing profession, because quite honestly, we're going to need the ranks to be able to have individuals study at a higher level of education to be able to meet that need.
And I've seen many men who are nurses, and back in the 1950s, that was just not the case. Ladies were nurses, women were nurses, not men. And I'd like to know a little bit more about this. What are the expectations that your students have? And then maybe we can get in to talk about panic attacks when we come back on the other side of this break. I'm Vin Finelli, Dr. Julie Penick, PenickHealthcare.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
today.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Julie Pennick is with us, and we're talking about careers in medicine for those interested in becoming part of the medical profession. Dr. Pennick, I want to tell you that back in the 1990s, there was a career day at a high school, and I was asked to speak on computer science. And I arrived, and there were so many students that wanted to hear about computer science and computer technology back then that we had to move out of a classroom into the gymnasium, and the students sat on the bleachers, and they thought this was their ticket to becoming quite well off. And so many of them felt that they deserved to be the CEO of the company that they were going to be hired by immediately that I was just flabbergasted. And I'd like to hear what you find your students' expectations to be when they come to you to discuss becoming involved in medicine.
Let me tell you what I see, and let me comment real quick on the male nurse issue.
Mm-hmm.
In our program, we have approximately 34 students, and almost, not quite, but almost one-third of our students are men, which is mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
And I like to see that. I know there's misgivings sometimes about men entering a profession that was traditionally mostly females. They do add a different dynamic. Their communication styles are different. Their clinical approaches might be different, but I have managed men and have taught men, and I'm thrilled to have them in the discipline. The students come with an expectation that, number one, they're going to be employable
mm-hmm.
and that they're going to make a decent wage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was having a conversation with a friend at Bible study this morning about her daughter finishing up her bachelor's degree in nursing and, you know, coming out, going to start at a salary of like $17 or $18 an hour. And the mom almost sounded like that was like not good enough. And I thought, really? Let's go look at some of these factory jobs in this area and how hard those people work and compare what their entry level salaries are. I'm not saying people in factories don't make $17, $18 an hour. But I don't think many of them there are entering at that. And I think when we talk about the physical nature of the jobs, I think the factory worker is working harder than the nurse at the bedside. Neither here nor there, just a comparison there. But the students come with an expectation, number one, that they'll be able to get a job. Now, whether that be in the local market or the market outside of the greater Springfield area, any nurse, I think, in this country who wants a job would be able to find one. They may have to be a little mobile to get it, but they would be able to have gainful employment. If I were a young person, I would do travel nursing where they can make $40, $50, $60 an hour and you know, agree to spend 6 weeks in one locale and 6 weeks in another locale, and almost like being in the military, good pay and get to see the country, and part of housing is paid for them and all kind of things. So they come with an expectation, number one, that they'll be gainfully employed. What I really have enjoyed seeing is that the majority of the students that I'm working with come with an expectation that the associate degree is not their stopping point in their profession. Their aim is set on going back to complete their baccalaureate. And several of our students have a plan to get master's and or doctorate in nursing. And that's a whole new trend in nursing. In many educational institutions, they are moving away from a master's degree for a doctorate of nursing practice. So many institutions won't even have a master's degree in nursing. And that's a move in the profession where they want the entry level for somebody who does advanced practice, such as myself, to minimally be doctorally prepared. And you will see the same trend going on in physical therapy and occupational therapy and pharmacy. They now have, most of those professions have from a bachelor's degree to a doctoral degree, just like a medical student goes from a bachelor's degree, perhaps in science, into a medical doctorate. So now we have a doctorate of nursing and a doctorate of physical therapy and a doctorate of occupational therapy, et cetera. I understand that move. They want higher levels of education represented for the people who are going to be managing the gray wave as the gray wave is hitting us at the present time frame.
Dr. Pennick, I just, you know, I just got the calculator out and $60 an hour times 40 hours a week, $2,400 a week, 50 weeks a year. It's $120,000 a year as a nurse. That is wonderful.
I mean, yeah. Now, you're not going to find that in our local market, but I can tell you there are markets that pay that right now.
Now, does that mean when you're a traveling nurse, does that mean that you have to pay for your own lodging, which could be, you know, expensive if you're at a hotel or a motel? Or,
it depends. It depends. Some of the facilities who have really serious shortages of bedside nurses, they will take three or four or two or three sometimes traveling individuals, and they will pay for their apartment. And that will not come out of their salary. And there are other services where they will get a higher salary if they want to rent their own apartment, or they will get this salary if they're going to be provided an apartment by the service, the traveling company, if you will. I have a friend who did that as a speech therapist. And in the local market, a speech therapist probably makes on average, I'm going to say, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to say somewhere $30 an hour. Could be a little more, could be a little bit less, but I think average $30 to $35 an hour. She got paid $55 an hour, and that included a little bit for housing. She took $5 an hour less and got a good deal on a Monday through Thursday kind of thing, staying in somebody's home, and ended up making way more money than she made in the local market. And so that was a traveling position for a speech therapist.
Now, is this a position, this traveling position, is it when you are experienced, do you have to have a certain level, or can you do this right out of school?
You know, I'm not sure I can answer that competently. I would suspect that most traveling services, if I were managing them, I would want to hire somebody who had at least demonstrated competence and ability at the bedside for a minimum of a year. But I can't tell you that that's what the industry and the standard is. It's just something that I think would be appropriate.
Julie, when you initially talked to students day one in class, is there a culture that you try to instill in them? Because I use the term bedside manner. Some really have wonderful bedside manners. And even people who I talk to in the business world have, I guess, the same kind of a thing, a wonderful manner about them. Is that a culture that is taught, that you teach, or is that something that a student comes with automatically?
It can be both. I certainly have students who have come with that. We're in a unique position in the program I teach in. They're already licensed practical nurses, so clearly some of them come with that. But from the very outset with the group of students that I work with, I always remind them that the patient is supposed to be at the center of everything that we do, but there are so many mechanisms and complexities when they get in that acute care environment at the bedside. The patient often becomes peripheral to everything they do. And so I tell them, if the patient didn't have a need to be central to what we do, we would not have a job.
So you are refocusing them so that they know that they are, the customer is why they're there.
Correct. And I will tell you, that may not be what they observe. And we have conversations about that. It is certainly not what the patient's experiences are. When a patient has to stop us, my students and I in the clinical setting, and thank us for doing what I think is just routine, like cleaning the bedside commode when they're done using it rather than just letting it sit there, patients shouldn't have to thank you for that. That should be an expectation, right? But sometimes we get so busy with all of the other things that we think we need to do that we forget those little, what I would say are niceties, but are absolutely essentials. I mean, who wants to get on a bedside commode that hasn't been rinsed out? And so, that's the level I try to instill in them. One of the phrases I use with them is a lot of facilities look pretty on paper. When the external regulatory bodies or the accrediting agencies come in and look at a facility, they may look great on paper, but if they ask the patient who is supposed to be served by those policies, procedures, and processes, I wonder if they're going to look as good. And so we are there because the patient has a need for us to be there. And when we lose sight of that, it's time to leave the profession, in my opinion.
Well, I agree. And, you know, I was thinking back to when my dad was in the hospital and you know, a nurse would come and give him an injection, and I would thank her. A nurse would come in just to take his temperature, and I would thank her. A nurse would come in and wash him, and I would thank him. And I think it goes both ways. Bedside manner works on both sides of the equation. I think the customer needs to be appreciative, and the caregiver needs to be compassionate.
Correct.
Dr. Pennick, I got a text message, and this text message says that it's about panic attacks. The person is an 82-year-old, and this message comes from a loved one. 82-year-old parent wakes up with a sudden panic attack. He's in otherwise good health. He's not given to worry. There is no worry. And the question is, what would cause that? Could that be medicine-induced? And I've seen that with my own father, and he would wake up not in a panic attack per se, but he would wake up from a nightmare. And the nightmare would be him being on a troop ship in the middle of the Pacific being dive-bombed by kamikaze planes by the Japanese and by the Japanese Navy. And that, you know, literally happened to him, and he would relive it and relive it. And my question, we come back on the other side of this break, is what causes panic attacks, and can some of them be medically induced, like I believe my dad's were? Dr. Julie Panic and I will be right back. This is USA for Paris.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. Utopiasilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Julie Penick and I are talking about panic attacks. We've been talking about the outlook for jobs in the medical profession, and they look good. They look good. Going back to school, becoming a nurse looks like a great opportunity for many. Dr. Penick, your website is penickhealthcare.com, P-E-N-I-C-K, healthcare.com. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do, and then finish up about this panic attack situation?
Basically, I'm not what you call necessarily a primary care provider. I don't manage anyone's health long term. They come to see me. If they choose not to take what conventional medicine has to offer, or if they've done what conventional medicine has to offer and not gotten the outcomes that they want. So that's kind of what I do. Now let's talk a little bit about, and so it could be anything. It could be from, I take care of children, I take care of octogenarians, all age ranges. I am a certified family nurse practitioner, but my focus of my practice is alternative and complementary therapy. Now, back to the panic attack issue, there are lots of things that can cause a panic attack. And when I hear someone waking up in the middle of the night, because I hear you say these people are waking up in a panic, the first thing I think about is a disruption in the sympathetic nervous system and the adrenal gland. And so you ask the question, or you pose the potential that panic attacks could be a result of or a side effect of medications that an individual might take. Absolutely, they can be. We all know that while medications are aimed at treating a specific symptom, there is no pharmacologic agent, no medication that restores normal function to the human body or the human system. So when a patient takes a medication, they may suppress a symptom, and it may work in the system that they had the symptom in, but it may also work in another system. And so we get what we call the fallout of adverse effects or side effects. And the nervous system, and particularly the sympathetic nervous system, that's the one that we think of when we think of fight, fright, or flight, comes under assault. And is affected by numerous medications, particularly those that are used to treat blood pressure problems. And so they will have a negative impact on the nervous system and the adrenal gland, because it produces our natural chemistry to deal with fright, flight, or fright often gets negatively impacted by medications that are aimed to work in the same system. So I hope that wasn't a roundabout answer to your question. But the first place I would look is there a medication that impacts that system, and how do we have a positive improvement for the patient if they cannot come off their medication?
Now, that was a great answer. I'd like to tell you a short story. Now, yesterday I was on the phone with a lady who works at a well drilling company, and we talked about private wells, and of course I mentioned fluoride, and she said that she'd been drinking fluoride for a long time, I guess most of her life, and I'm sure she's middle-aged, and she said she's still alive. And I talked about killing us slowly versus killing us quickly. So, you know, she said, well, what about the teeth and, you know, how good this fluoride is? I mentioned that I believe that from my research that fluoride tends to help us increase weight. And I believe that's one of the reasons why you see so many overweight people who drink fluoride enhanced water, if you will. She mentioned that. Well, I said to her, "Well, how's your weight?" She said she was hoping I wouldn't say that. So, Dr. Panik, what are your thoughts on fluoride and weight?
Well, fluoride is a toxin, right? It
yep.
has a negative impact on thyroid function. If you think back to high school chemistry class, fluoride, chloride, bromide, they're all halides on the elemental chart, and they have different molecular weights. And so they're a binding site for thyroid hormone production that include the ability to be able to uptake iodine. Guess what happens? If fluoride and or chloride gets to the binding site first, they're going to displace iodine, which means you're going to have inadequate manufacture of thyroid hormone. And we all know that thyroid hormone plays a role in the person's metabolic system. And when our metabolic system isn't working properly, we can pack on
the pounds.
Julie,
we're out of time. Julie Panik, Vinfanella, USAPreparers.com. Above all, honesty.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.